Mobile phone carrier T-Mobile is trying to lift itself out of fourth place. At a news conference yesterday, it announced it was adding the iPhone to its lineup and ditching two-year contracts. But NPR's Laura Seidel reports that may not be enough.
T-Mobile took a lot of digs at the two-year contracts all mobile carriers offer at its Manhattan press conference. It opened with Real Woman on the Street video.
Would you rather sign a two-year mobile contract or get a root canal?
I'd rather get a root canal.
Then T-Mobile CEO John Legere fired his own shot.
The rate plan's so complicated, they make no sense.
By contrast, Legere says the new T-Mobile plans are simple. Three tiers, $50, $60, and $70 a month for unlimited service, and you can quit whenever you want. You can get a new iPhone for $99 up front and $20 a month to pay it off over 2 years. Gartner analyst Hugh de Laverne was skeptical that the new pricing plan would draw more customers.
T-Mobile's simplifying the rate plan side of things, but they're actually confusing the device side.
So you may not be locked into a contract with T-Mobile, but if you leave and want your phone, you have to pay it off in full or continue to pay T-Mobile $20 a month. De Laverne says T-Mobile may have a problem with another announcement yesterday. The company says it will reserve the right to restrict so-called unlimited $70 a month plans if the customer starts hogging too much bandwidth, watching HD videos and streaming music, which is, after all, what everybody wants to do. Laura Seidel, NPR News.